The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live Internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time for Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Li and co-host Kurt Wilhelm. In our lives, we are always on that quest to look better and feel better. But how do we start? What are the best practices we can introduce into our lives to start really living it? Here with at least some of the answers are Dr. Li and Kurt Wilhelm.
Welcome back to Ageless Living, where you learn the secrets of health, beauty, fashion, and basically how to live an overall balanced life. So I couldn't think of a better way to begin the show than bringing on a couple of guys who definitely know all about that. And I kind of want to set the stage for what we're going to be talking about today. I want all of you to imagine, and on the show we talk all about health and wellness. We've talked a little bit about Orange Theory and going and working out and creating some good muscle confusion and getting some good weightlifting in and building your body the way you want it to be. Well, one of the things, if you ask any personal trainer, one of the best and most important things after a solid workout, so just as important as a solid workout, is getting a good night's rest. Because you've actually torn your muscles, the cells in your muscles a little bit, and it's time for you to go to sleep and let them heal. If you don't have a good night's rest, then it doesn't heal, and you don't get the results of that great workout. Now, let's also switch over. Let's say you're not working out. You just want to have a good night's rest so you don't fall asleep at your wheel. If you're a trucker, if you happen to just need to be alert, you're the victim of that five hour energy at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. A lot of times that comes from not having a good night's rest. And a lot of times the cause of that is sleep apnea. So, I'm really, honored to be able to have with us, today, Dave Gergen, who you're not officially a doctor. Is that correct?
No, I'm not a doctor.
Okay. So our last show, I called him Dr. Dave Gergen. So I wanted to make that correction on the air. I'm sure he didn't mind. However, you know, in all honesty, we got to share it's, Dave Gergen. But, Dave creates, about 75% of the sleep apnea products out there that are not CPAPs. Is that correct?
That's correct. It's oral appliance therapy.
Okay, oral
appliance therapy.
So they work nationwide, and so keep a pen and paper handy, because we're going to be letting you know where you can go to websites where you can actually get analyzed and find out if you qualify for this type of treatment. And I think all of you are going to want to qualify if you think you're not sleeping well as a result of sleep apnea. So also we're joined, very honored to be able to be joined here by Nick Lowry, who is a Hall of Fame nominee from the Kansas City Chiefs. So definitely welcome on the show.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You bet. As he was coming on, he was talking about how we keep our studio about as cold as David Letterman's. And so, you know, all of a sudden I feel small.
I was not as great as David Letterman here. I got to kick when I played for the Jets. Uh-huh. I got to kick field goals on 53rd Street, uh-huh, with Danny DeVito in the backfield.
Oh wow!
And and then the next year we did it inside. But people, if you look carefully, people, mm-hmm, tend to have sweaters on, if not coats. It is cold as hell. I guess. Maybe remember how Richard Nixon would have those little beads of sweat,
yeah,
when he got with the lights? So David Letterman
decided
just keeps it really
never
cold.
Have that. So keep in mind, if you're ever going to be a guest on David Letterman or here, then bring your jacket. All right. Well, definitely welcome, Derek. Appreciate you joining us, as well as Dave. So you have a special message to share today. And, you know, how does someone know if they have sleep apnea? What are some of the first signs?
Some of the first signs are a morning headache, daytime fatigue, if you grow tired during the day.
Uh-huh.
If you're waking up in the middle of the night, that's another one. If you're getting up all the time and you're just waking up in the middle of the night, that's a sign you have sleep apnea.
Mm-hmm.
If you wake up gasping for air, uh-huh, like maybe even a dream state, you're just like dreaming that you're can't get air, you're drowning, that's sleep apnea as well. If you have weight gain, all of a sudden you just start gaining weight over the last few years, it's a good chance it's sleep apnea, because what happens is the body slows everything down. Your cells aren't getting oxygen, so they oxygen desaturation, which slows down, the cells don't overturn as much, you gain weight. Another sign that you have sleep apnea or could have sleep apnea is erectile dysfunction. Because when you hit level 4 sleep, the body retests itself. And if you don't get there and you don't retest yourself, well, it begins to shut down. And that's part of sleep apnea.
Gotcha. Which is obviously part of a balanced life. So also I want to talk a little bit about Dave. He's a very weighty figure out there in the business community. He's the national director of the Dental Division of American Sleep and Breathing Academy, and also in 2004 was identified as Arizona Businessman of the Year. So definitely some heavy hitters that we have here with between the Hall of Fame nominees and some of the bigger businessmen that are out there. So now let's give a website for those who, what would be the best website if anybody wants to follow along while we're on the show?
Well, the website will be ProPlayerSleep.com, and that's a website that we created to get the awareness out there, because we're working so close with these former NFL greats. We're screening at the NFL PA meetings around the country to the former players chapter, and we are also part of the Living Heart Foundation's HOPE program. Is sponsored by the NFLPA, and the HOPE program is going to be done in hospitals during the playoffs of this year all the way to the Super Bowl. And it's called the HOPE program and the Super Bowl Symposium. It's going to be an all-over body testing for former athletes.
Absolutely, that's great. Now, now speaking of former athletes and current athletes, just because you're in shape doesn't mean that you don't have sleep apnea. If you find yourself having some of these symptoms, you may want to get yourself checked out, even if you're currently about as fit as you can imagine. If you're still having some of those symptoms, that's exactly why you should get tested. So that website one more time?
It's ProPlayerSleep.com, and you can click on your favorite player's page, and it'll take you to a sleep test. You just fill out the information, and a sleep company by the name of Complete Sleep will get a hold of you and send a unit right to your house, and then they'll talk to you, they'll work through your insurance. It's covered under medical insurance.
Which is great, because there's a lot of people think that this, since this is a dental appliance, that you may or may not get coverage, but there's a good chance that you would have coverage through your standard insurance.
Absolutely, because we're in heading into December here, and pretty much everybody or many people have met their deductibles.
Absolutely. And if you haven't and you need to, I mean, you don't know what's going to go on with the whole Obamacare thing next year. So go to that website, pay your standard deductible before it raises to $2,000 to $20,000. Just kidding. But you never know what's going to happen.
May go down, too.
You could. You know, you actually may be one that, but in other words, the unknown. So take advantage of the known and go to the website and get this taken care of before the end of the year.
Can I add a couple things about sleep apnea? Number one is all of us try to be objective about our lives in our wakeful moments, but when we're asleep, we by definition can't. And just because we're snoring does not mean we're getting deep sleep. If you're lucky enough to have a girlfriend who's attentive or a wife that notices this, it's an indication. The statistics are something about 5%, but it's probably more like 10%. With NFL players that are big during their careers, even myself as a kicker, I'm 6'4", 225.
Sure.
As you get older, you get more fat and you get more tissue in your breathing cavity. As you lie back, your tongue tends to cut off your sleep, and the fat and all that material gets a little bit less, shall we say, tight. And so the great thing about David's device is it helps make sure that you have better breathing for that. The best example I can give is somebody who had been recently playing in the NFL, Reggie White, one of the great people in the history of the NFL, great human being, great Christian, and he died in his sleep from sleep apnea. It's something that can happen to any of us, and people like Mark Walzlak, who is going to be on the show today, who's a great advocate himself here, he used to play for the Cardinals, are passionate about this because literally we're saving lives.
Absolutely. And if any of you are surprised that sleep apnea could cause death, if you know anything about how sleep apnea works, is that you're just not getting enough oxygen. And think about if you had anywhere from 6 to 8 hours during waking daytime where your oxygen intake could be down as low as 65% or maybe zero for a little while until you finally take that deep breath. If you get to that health point in your life where it's a little bit touch and go, you could see where somebody could just drop off.
And the other thing is, I'm speaking for myself, I have, according to David in our wonderful tests, I have mild sleep apnea, but oxygenation is a big issue for me. Mm-hmm. And so obviously, I think you tend to notice when you're getting good sleep and you're not. Right. The more intense your lifestyle, the more you have to make good decisions, the more you want to react well in traffic, and the more diverse your life is, the more rest makes a huge difference. So this is something that we put aside, we don't think about, and thank God people like Mark Walczak and David are taking leadership to make sure that people are aware of it. We literally can save some lives out there.
Absolutely. The term well-being comes to my mind. I actually heard a commercial on, yes, a competitor show. I listened to other people's shows, and they were talking about a pill that you could take. It was a holistic pill. It was supposed to be really good for you, but it was supposed to give you a sense of well-being, and it's an anti-stress pill. And I thought, you know, what better way to have a sense of well-being than to just getting a good night's rest? I mean, we all know what that feeling is when you've had a good night's rest. You don't need to take drugs. You don't need to take pills. Just get a good night's rest. So, Dave, tell us a little bit about how the apparatus works when you put it in your mouth.
It's very easy. It just pops in your mouth. Mm-hmm. It holds the mandible in a protruded position, which keeps the airway open because the mandible is
your lower jaw.
Lower jaw.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. In English.
Yeah, in English, okay. It keeps the tongue in a forward position, so the tongue can't fall back into the airway. Nick was right about that. Mm-hmm. The tongue is what causes the airway to collapse, and that's called obstructed sleep apnea. Mm-hmm. And if you're right about this, if you don't get to level 4 sleep, the body won't secrete growth hormone. Mm-hmm. If you're not getting growth hormone, you're not staying healthy.
Right.
So that is only excreted in level 4 sleep, and apneics don't get there.
You can also talk to any psychologist who talks about that level 4 sleep. Level 4 sleep, for those of you who haven't studied sleep very much, is actually where you finally you get into your dream state. You actually, from a psychological standpoint, you're finally letting all that psychological stress of the day. It's kind of like when you defrag your computer, that everything finally inside of the hard drive is put back to where it should be. That's that level 4 sleep state. And if you're not getting that sleep state, you're also not just physically struggling. You're also, from a psychological standpoint, there's a reason why you feel stressed and not rested.
Psych 101. I only took one psychology course in college, but but one of the first things you study is, if you want to get somebody crazy, wake them up in random ways every single night, and you can drive them crazy pretty quickly. So think about that. We do it to ourselves as we get older, because unfortunately we aren't in charge completely of our sleep. We have to take some proactive measures, and this is one of them.
That's right, Nick. You know, the military uses sleep deprivation as a form of getting information out of the prisoners around the world. That's one of their tools they use to extract information, is sleep deprivation. Right. And Nick's right. We're doing it to ourselves if we don't get treated.
And, you know, we take that self-medication. So we think, how much do you pay for coffee to keep yourself awake? You know, I think we've seen the little calculators, how much does the latte cost and how much are you paying over time? I can guarantee you within a couple months, if you're a coffee drinker, over a couple months, you've more than paid your deductible. And over a year, even if you had no insurance, you know, you've paid for that in a year period. And you tortured yourself the whole time. You might as well just go in there, get it taken care of, have a good sense of well-being, and your family will love you for it.
David and I have this goal, is to reduce Starbucks stock by 50%. We're going to have people sleeping so well, they drive past that beautiful, alluring Lorelei sign, Starbucks, and go, Who's that?
Exactly.
Who the, I don't need that today.
Oh, Nick, you're funny.
Sorry, Starbucks. But hey, there is a better alternative. So with that, it looks like it's about time for break. So when we come back, we're going to be talking more about why do will you not need the caffeine that you used to need, and you know why is it that your overall health will improve. So this is Kurt Wilhelm, the host of the of the Ageless Living Show here on World Talk Radio and Voice America, joined by Derek Kennard and David, who would not be possible without him. There's he has literally saved lives, and in my opinion, has saved families, and it saved a lot of marriages. So if you want to have all of that done for you as well, don't go away. We'll be right back when we come back from break.
Listening to Voice America Health and Wellness.
Arizona Laser and Skin is a leading med spa that provides minimal invasive cosmetic surgery, such as liposuction with fat transfer for body contouring, face and neck lift, and eyelid surgery. We offer services using the most advanced technologies. We provide both traditional and non-traditional methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Call 480-598-9733 or visit azmdlaser.com to schedule a consultation. That's 480-598-9733 or find us on the web at azmdlaser.com. Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com.
Opinions, options, answers. Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to Ageless Living, where you learn all the secrets that you can possibly write down on a notepad about having a healthy, happy, balanced life. And today we are joined by David and also Nick Lowry, who have been essentially graced us with our presence today, to say the least. Nick has had a great experience overall, but he also has done some amazing things out there, and we wanted to be able to talk about his whole program. You want to tell us a little bit about what you're doing out
well,
there?
Well, David and the Pro Player Alliance and some of our partners with the NFL Players Association are having an event. Because I not only played for the Chiefs for 14 years, but 3 years with the New York Jets, I lived on Long Island. So for all my wonderful friends in Long Island, people like Boomer Esiason and O.J. Anderson, who was Super Bowl MVP with the Giants, that hated rival Giants, and Bart Oates and some others are going to be out there at the Long Island Marriott, right near where we used to practice, near Hofstra and Uniondale, by the Islanders Arena, the hockey team arena. Mm-hmm. It's December 5th, 7 p.m. You can win prizes, meet players, learn about sleep apnea, and I guarantee you we'll save a few lives just for people coming in there. And speaking of that, I think we see the tiny Derek Kennard.
Come on in, buddy. We are being joined by another celebrity who will be
Super Bowl champion Derek Kennard.
All right. Very good. Very good. And by the way, I gave him a little bit of an early introduction. So, while he's getting situated, wanted to also share with you why it is so important to get a good night's rest. That there's So we talked about things psychologically. We talked about things from the standpoint of if you're working out and you're already healthy, but you just need a good night's rest. And also, we didn't really talk about the health of your marriage, your relationships, of anybody who might be sleeping next to you. So these are all very, very important health points. But we want to also introduce Derek Kennard, who just joined us on the show.
It's looking very slim.
Absolutely. So do you want to share with us about how many pounds you've lost so far?
Well, I've lost quite a bit of weight. I've lost more than 150 pounds with just basically just being with this sleep apnea, and this device has been wonderful. I sleep through the night, and I just can't say any more amazing things that this thing has done for me. It makes me alert. It brings up the libido. It does a lot of great things for me.
Hello.
DK. As a new doctor, has a lot to do with oxygen, okay?
Who needs, so.
Absolutely.
Who needs Cialis?
Well, as a matter of fact, I have a device in my mouth now that is was created by Mr. David Gergen. It's a device that allows me to breathe while working out and during standing. And this device I have in my mouth now, it allows my airway to be open from 170 to 280. So I am, and without this, I have a low breathing oxygen just standing. So during the course of a workout, I can go and work out without this in my mouth, and inside of my 5-minute workout, my sweat ring is all the way down to my navel.
Wow.
But during the course of having this in my mouth and my first minute of my 5-minute workout, it goes, my neck ring stays right up here above my neck, so it's a big oxygen level. My organs aren't working as hard.
Yeah, that's
I am
important.
Breathing. I'm getting
amazing.
I'm getting oxygen in my airway. And it's a wonderful thing.
And I can explain what Derek's trying to say there. He's saying it, but let me just do it in a little bit different way. When you're apneic, what happens is you have an episode where the airway closes. The first thing that happens is these are your masseters right here on the side of your jaw. They fire in a linear pattern for 11 to 13 seconds. And that's like the body's response to say, airway open.
Okay.
If that doesn't work, your heart starts racing like crazy.
And those are some of the most powerful muscles in the body, right?
Absolutely. And what happens is you become overclosed. So what Derek was giving you the numbers is that was his airway through an anatomage system, which is a CAT scan.
Sure.
Or it's cone beam x-ray. Mm-hmm. And it measures the airway in volume. And that way, what he's saying is that he's become overclosed because of his apnea. And Derek's masseters are extremely powerful, by the way. Mm-hmm. And they
he's got the most beautiful masseters I've ever seen.
Yes, he does.
First thing I ever did when I met Derek. Seriously, that's the first thing I said. Those are some beautiful masseters.
So his daytime bite is overclosed. So therefore, by putting a splint. And it's a gelb splint or a day splint in his mouth. Uh-huh. He maintains that vertical, which gives his airway more oxygen during the day.
That's great, and that's important. I mean, Derek has with the Cardinals been a lineman over there, and also been a Super Bowl champion with the Cowboys. So I probably didn't
have two-time Super Bowl champion.
Yeah, two-time actually.
Only once.
Okay.
Oh,
I thought it was twice.
I would love to have claimed that second one, but San Francisco got us in San Francisco, and that hurt. That was the NFC Championship game. We lost. That sucks, but hey.
You know,
hey, it's a PG show, man.
you know, Kurt, though, to give Derek some credit for the NFL fans out there, arguably the greatest offensive line in NFL history was made up of a few folks, including Derek Kennard, on that protected Troy Aikman and got Emmitt Smith and Michael Irvin their Hall of Fame rings. Those guys were not only enormous, they're great athletes, and you just could not get them. Buffalo, the poor old Buffalo Bills. That guy right there is a big reason why Buffalo never won a Super Bowl.
Hey, thank you for that, Nick. I know that's a pitch to grab me over to the homeless shelter with you. the turkeys for the homeless, and I love that event. But my mother is taking sick this
year. No worries.
And I can't make it this year.
You've been there a bunch of times.
Yeah, I gotta spend time with the wife.
Derek, I'm not even there. The first great speed. We also do a program called Native Vision, and Derek went out to the Navajo Reservation the first year Native Vision. We had 100 kids from 10 tribes, and he looked those kids in the eye and said, you know, I come from a family from the other side of the tracks, pimps, gangsters, and I chose to break the chain, and I'm challenging you to break the chain. And here we are now, Derek.
Yeah.
18 years later, brother, we just had 1,000 kids from 50 tribes, and you were part of that. So, you know, the power of players to inspire kids and people to believe in themselves and continue to have lives of purpose, you know, it's pretty important stuff.
It is very important stuff. And I want to thank you, Derek, for bringing up an extremely important point. I talked about, hey, you know, I just assume that you have a good workout, and then you go sleep and have a good rest. But now your workout's going to be that much better, too. So these are all just really good reasons to be able to go see your dentist. Now, it's not just as easy as going to the website and then and saying to Dave Gergen, you know, could you whip me up one of those? You need to go see a dentist and have them actually go through that process. Tell us how that works.
Well, that's correct. Let's take it one step back. Let's talk about getting tested. You've got to get tested, okay? Whether you go to a dentist, but remember, you can't go to any dentist. They have to be trained in sleep.
Mm-hmm.
So it's better to go to the website, to the ProPlayersSleep.com website, and fill out the paperwork there, and then have complete sleep. Go ahead and send you your test unit. Mm-hmm. Unless you're with a sleep doctor like Dr. Paul Serrano in Phoenix here, mm-hmm. Dr. Gary Kaur, Dr. Alan Bernstein, these guys are trained, Dr. Roger Briggs, in sleep, just to name a couple. Mm-hmm. But unless you know your dentist is actually qualified to do this, it's better to go to the website and then fill it out, because that way we can control it, and we're with the Player Health Alliance. Mm-hmm. And we'll make sure that you get with a good dentist.
I know you're against the timeline and you're getting ready to get paid through the paying your sponsors, but I got to interject with this. Mm-hmm. But what happens with this is that he slightly mentioned a home sleep study. Take the home sleep study on. I went to a doctor, to a laboratory for 8.5 years religiously, twice a year, and put the mask on. They tried different masks, different Darth Vader masks on me, and none of that stuff works for me, and CPAP machine, I couldn't sleep with it. They tried numerous things with me over 8.5 years. I went religiously because a doctor told me to go.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they could never substantiate a sleep study on me because I wasn't asleep long enough.
Oh, wow.
My longest sleep was 45 to 44 minutes, and I woke up with a 6'6 guy, ugly guy, standing over me at about 4 in the morning. I said, WTF, are you standing over me, man? Why? What are you doing? He was putting something back on my face, and he had his finger over my face, and I'm like, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. And, that is some of the sensor things that he has to have to monitor your facial expression and all that other stuff that goes with the medical field, but I just want sleep, man. And then I got tested with this, and I sleep through the night without my airway being obstructed, and I sleep fantastically, man.
Thank you for a great story, and it's a story that should be repeated many, many times by a lot of people who are just struggling with their sleep. But you brought up a really good point, which is the alternative.
Right.
Alternative, not so fun. And we talked a little bit about this on our last show. The CPAP, which, you know, everybody, I don't know why that kind of became the norm and people have learned about it. But you can't even roll around on the bed. I mean,
no, you cannot.
Yeah, you pretty much have to sleep in one position. And I don't know about you guys, but, you know, I like to switch positions while I sleep. And so, you know, your shoulders start hurting a little bit, you go on your back, whatever. And so this dental device allows you to sleep in whatever position that you need to.
I sleep on my back. I sleep on my side.
Yeah.
I'm not going to say anything else.
Yeah.
Anyway. But, you know, I got several of my friends that have the
Derek Kennard, Tales from My Sleeping.
and managed to keep it family friendly. It's great.
Calm down. The thing about the CPAP, I have about four of my friends right now that has a CPAP, and they're asking for this device, and we're trying to connect them now with the Herbst device, but they're being kicked out of their bedrooms. The wives are upset with them with the lawnmower machine next mm-hmm. to the bed, and they're just they're sleeping with a guy with a Darth Vader mask on it, and yes, they're sleeping well, but they're disrupting the wife with that lawnmower machine, and yeah. the wife gets a certain urge and wants to have Hello. Relations, and that is not sexy to have, look no. over at him, and he's got that Darth Vader mask on. This has been expressed to me. This is not a story being made up. These guys are expressing this to me, and I tell them all the time, I said, well, try the alternative. The alternative is the Herbst device for sleep apnea, and it works wonderful, and I
That's quite a testimonial, I'll tell you what.
I sleep great. I feel guilty I sleep so well. I feel guilty when I wake up. Jeez.
Yeah, truly. And, I mean, you think about it, you know, speaking of, marital relation type of relationships, is that think about how exhausted she is, and she's just never going to be in the mood. So, you know, these things are very, very important to think about inside of your relationship
absolutely,
as well.
Absolutely, absolutely. She has needs too, big fella.
There you go.
Hello. Hello.
As long as she can get a good night's rest too. So,
do we have another minute?
I got a couple
quick statistics.
Sure.
David provided these with me, but chance of heart attack if you smoke two packs a day is increased 11 times. Uh-huh. If you have sleep apnea, 33 times higher rate likelihood of heart attack. That's a real high rate.
That's a massive.
So 33
rate.
Times with sleep apnea versus 11. The other one is, and David, you can comment on this, is simply extension, life extension. The fact that you can have a longer life with it, somewhere around 10 years or something.
Actually, if you have sleep apnea and you get it treated, you will live 8 to 15 years longer than if you have it and don't treat it.
I don't think, is there anything out there that is diagnosably fit, is that long of an extension to your lifespan?
No.
I mean, to me, it really does come back to why you're literally torturing yourself. I mean, this is like slightly S&M. Why would you ever torture yourself to that degree every day, day in and day out, you know, when there's such a true solution out there? So when we come back from break, we're going to talk a little bit more about how this can improve your quality of life also how the NFL players have been able to why it is that the NFL, a lot of the players in the NFL are adopting this program as well. So don't go away. We'll be right back after the break. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the host of Ageless Living here on World Talk Radio and Voice America, joined by Dave Gergen and also Derek Kennard and Nick Lowry. So thanks so much for joining us. We'll be right back. Don't go away.
Bam!
To a healthier you. Voice America Health and Wellness.
Arizona Laser and Skin offers a holistic approach to health and beauty. Whether it's acupuncture for facelifts, health issues, weight loss, and stress management, come see us. We also offer non-surgical facelifts and fat freezing for love handles. We provide conventional health methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Schedule a consultation with us today by contacting Arizona Laser and Skin at 480-598-9733 or on the web at azmdlaser.com. That's azmdlaser.com. Arizona Laser and Skin is a leading med spa that provides minimal invasive cosmetic surgery, such as liposuction with fat transfer for body contouring, face and neck lift, and eyelid surgery. We offer services using the most advanced technologies. We provide both traditional and non-traditional methods to keep you looking and feeling your best. Call 480-598-9733 or visit azmdlaser.com to schedule a consultation. That's 480-598-9733 or find us on the web at azmdlaser.com.
Your life, your health, your network. This is Voice America Health and Wellness.
You are tuned in to Ageless Living with Dr. Tong Lee and Kurt Wilhelm. If you have a question or comment about our show, please send an email to tonglee.md@gmail.com. That's tonglee.md@gmail.com. Now, back to our program, Ageless Living.
Welcome back to Ageless Living, where you learn the secrets of health and happiness and beauty and how to be handsome and all of those amazing things all wrapped into one, and how to maintain great relationships that come to you as a result. So we are joined today by a couple of very famous NFL players. We have Derek Kennard, who is a Cardinals lineman and also a Super Bowl champion with the Cowboys. We tried to award him one more championship, but he wouldn't take it. He's a very humble man. And also Nick Lowry, who's a Hall of Fame nominee who played with the Kansas City Chiefs, seven-time All-Pro. So we appreciate you guys coming on the show. And they are here working with Dave Gergen, who is the majority producer of all of the dental equipment for sleep apnea outside of CPAPs. So these are there's some very good information that we have to share with you, so make sure you keep a pen and paper handy, and in particular, let's get a website out there, for them again so that they know where to go. So if you go to ProPlayerHealthAlliance.com, correct?
No, ProPlayerSleep.com.
Oh, sorry, ProPlayerSleep.com.
The company's called Pro Player Health Alliance.
Okay, Pro Player Health Alliance is where you're getting not just Larry and, I'm sorry, Nick and Derek, but also you're able to find a lot of other NFL players that have had a similar experience, and you'll find that this is not just an endorsement that's fun for a celebrity to get involved with. This is a personal experience that they have to share. So we appreciate them coming on the show. Also, you can call and find out more information at 602-622-6669. 602-622-6669. And then on that, when you go to that website, you want to be able to either choose your best and favorite football player, and then from there they'll be able to refer you to a dentist who is going to give you a sleep test. Now, there's a difference between the sleep tests, as Nick was sharing, Derek was sharing with us earlier, in the way you get tested. So, Dave, could you share with us the much less invasive program that you can go through to get tested?
Yes. If you go to that website, you fill out the questionnaire. Mm-hmm. That's going to tell them if they can contact you. If you don't have it, you won't get a call back.
Right.
But if you come up like, oh, okay, I may be a candidate for sleep apnea, someone from Complete Sleep will reach out to you. Mm-hmm. Complete Sleep has reps around the country, fantastic reps, mm-hmm. Like Courtney Meyer in Denver, Angela Rojas in Phoenix, mm-hmm. Skylar Faulkner, Katie Patton. There's quite a few reps with Complete Sleep. They'll reach out to you. They will send you a device to your house with easy instructions. There will be a website that you can go to if you're having trouble putting it on. You sleep with a T-shirt. You clip it to your chest, and you go to sleep. You wake up in the morning and mail it back, and the company will reach back to you and say, you're good, or we need to get you treated.
And when you put that test on, do a comparison contrast. First of all, I think the first comparison contrast is, you know, if you're going to go for sleep tests, Derek was sharing with us, that it's a terrible experience. So they're poking and prodding you all night. You can't get any good rest. But this one, the comparison contrast is you get to sleep in your own bed. So that's the first indication. But then what's it like from there? You just fall asleep and wake up the next morning?
Yeah, there's a second device. I should have mentioned it. It clips on the forehead. It's just a little headband.
Uh-huh.
It sits on the forehead. It has a little pulse oximetry that goes to the finger.
Okay.
And you'll get one of those two devices.
Uh-huh.
Those are the two that we work with.
Okay.
And you wake up in the morning, and it's just you take it off. You put it back in the box it came in. There's a mailing label. You stick it, and it's gone.
So much more simple.
It is much more simpler, but what happens is that device is very accurate. It indicated that I went to the bathroom twice. It indicated that I stopped breathing for a minute and 32 seconds.
Wow.
And I know I can hold my breath for 28 seconds. My grandkids have timed me under the water in the pool, and that's
a minute longer than that.
Consciously, that's what I can actually do underwater. But subconsciously, in my sleep, I was under for a long time. And that machine accurately was able to monitor that and also said how many times I went to the restroom. I snuggled with Mama a few times. Hey, we're back at that again. I'm sorry.
Incorrigible.
You gotta reel me in, man. Reel me in.
This is the real Thanksgiving.
Yeah, there's things to be thankful for.
I come with a warning label, bro.
He does.
It's all good.
He does.
But truthfully, you know, if you've been nervous about trying to get sleep tested, don't be nervous about this.
It's so easy. And I'm going to, if it's okay, I'll kind of articulate what Derek just said.
Sure.
Derek had an AHI of 72. That's how many apneic episodes he had in an hour's time.
Mm-hmm.
72 times in an hour, he quit breathing for 10 seconds or more. 72 times. Many of those times were for over a minute. Mm-hmm. So do the math on that. How much oxygen was Derek getting? After getting treated for sleep, he now has 2 episodes per hour. So that's why his cells are burning, they're turning, he's feeling live.
Sounds like his cells are burning already.
New definition for that burning love.
Hey, I love this.
But also there's another really legitimate reason for needing a lot of energy, and I need to share with you that these guys have really reached out and done a lot for the Pop Warner kids. You want to share a little bit about that?
Well, we, myself and Derek, I won the state championship. I was the football coach. So we won the state championship. So
I think they created the TV series Friday Night Lights after Dave and his group there. But anyway, keep on going.
I had a very successful team in Arizona. I was asked by, I can't remember, I think it was the NFL, to be part of this training program with former NFL players, and we were going to teach Pop Warner coaches to be better coaches. There's a lot of crazy Pop Warner coaches.
Yeah, there can be.
Yeah. So we were going to teach them good fundamentals, and I was going to be the coach to teach them the X and O's because of my past experience. Well, I met Derek there, and he was falling asleep in between station rotations. And he had dark circles under his eyes, really dark circles. You know,
call raccoon eyes.
They're gone today, as you'll see.
You'll see on YouTube. Here, have the camera over on YouTube here. You'll be able to see. Look very
raccoon,
healthy.
Baby.
Yeah, see, the significant other thinks he's amazing now.
Absolutely. So, I told him he was looking bad, and I said, Derek, either you've got severe sleep apnea, or you've been out drinking until 5 in the morning. Because this is like 8 in the morning now, okay? And he goes, bro, I can't sleep. And that's what started this whole Pro Player Health Alliance, is Derek Connor.
Okay, that's how it all originated. That's great. So we have that story right in here. Go ahead.
Right. Well, leading into that, David and I met a few years later, and we kind of put it on the shelf, and we were still keeping in contact and talking about the sleep apnea. But then my brother passed away, and David just appeared in my life, and I said, man, I just lost my brother. He died in his sleep. And he died of a massive heart attack, and 6 months later I lost a brother-in-law to sleep apnea, and they both died for the lack of oxygen, both to the brain and the heart, and both succumbed to heart attacks, and my brother was about a 185, 6'4", and slender guy, and my brother-in-law was a 160, and but he just couldn't sleep, and he would just have sleep apnea. And that's the thing. When this thing, when you stop breathing, you're taxing your heart and your organs over a period of time. And for a long time, my brother had not been able to sleep, and he's sleeping obstructed. breathing. Sure. And, of course, no oxygen to the heart. It's, you know, when you stop breathing, you're not getting any oxygen both to the brain or the heart. And like I said, I stopped breathing for a minute and 32 seconds. That's a long time to not have no oxygen to the heart. And just imagine how hard the heart is working.
You know, that is a long time. And you know, I don't want to minimize that at all. I will share with you. That's right. My kids.
I caught that.
Yeah, you did. My children and I, when we go through the tunnel downtown, if I start holding my breath, and do not try this at home, do not try this in your car. I don't know how my kids talked me into this, but they have me hold my breath beginning at that tunnel, and a minute and a half is all the way through that tunnel all the way to 19th Avenue. So the point is, that's a long time, and I nearly killed myself and my family as a result. Ooh. So I no longer am going to be doing that, but the point is that that's just a long time, and it's like near pass out level. So, you know, brain cells, all kinds of things going. We have a few minutes left, but I also want to give Nick, you know, we shared a little bit about Derek's experience, but Nick, how did you get involved in this whole thing, and what made you decide one day, hey, I think this would be a good idea?
Well, I think if you're paying attention to yourself, you notice when you have rest and when you don't. Uh-huh. And you know, if you live an intense lifestyle where you're trying to do a lot of things, having a rest and feeling healthy, no matter how much you exercise, as you mentioned earlier, you've got to have that. And Mark Walczak was getting involved with that, and of course Derek, and then we didn't even mention Roy Green, who may well have had a couple heart attacks because of the same issue.
Nice.
And it just made sense to me. I'm really interested in kids' development and the relationship of the brain and brain health and taking in the world. And if your brain's always stressed all the time, I don't know about you, as a kicker in the NFL, you learn that stress is something you got to deal with, because life is like that, up and down as a kicker. And so I've always been sensitized to that, and I'm just so excited to have this, because you can take it with you on the road. You can actually speak with it, and Derek's got a device right now in his mouth, and we can understand him. And
it's,
you know,
true. He's done a great job.
And at night, you know, to have that, it just really makes a lot of sense. And I think that as we get older, we need to pay attention to those things. Those of us who played in the NFL, we're always looking for ways to get healthier and perform at a higher level. So I'm really excited about it, and I think literally we're saving lives.
I absolutely agree. So if you haven't recently looked at the deductible on your insurance plan, go out there and look at it. If it's $500, you know what? It is so worth the $500. And then go out there and get all of your other everything. You know, max out your deductible on this, and then go out and do the other stuff between now and December. If you've already maxed out your deductible, you know what? It's all but free. You might as well just go there and improve your life.
Well, and it is free if you have Medicare.
Okay.
Yeah, Medicare will be absolutely covered. It's covered under Medicare.
Especially if you're on Medicare and you have some heart issues, you know, you're in an at-risk state. You might as well go out there and secure yourself a much better sleep pattern, because when you have heart problems and you put yourself on the edge every night, literally, why torture yourself?
We want to make sure everybody hears again, if you just joined the conversation, December 5th, 7 p.m. at the Uniondale Marriott, right near the Islanders Arena. I've stayed there. And when I played for the Jets, the New York Jets, Long Island, during the football season, my friends, come out. Come out. Get out the car. Boomer. Boomer's going to be there. O.J. Anderson, Bart Oates from the Giants. Uh-huh. My favorite memory, by the way, Derek, is first day of 1994 training camp. I'm driving on the Hempstead Turnpike. Uh-huh. First car I see. Bumper sticker on the back. My kid can beat up your honor roll kid.
Yeah.
Your honor roll student. Welcome to New York.
That's great. Yes, definitely get out there and have a good time. What better holiday season than go out there and help people and have a good cause and a good time.
Yep. Thank you.
You're very welcome. So it looks like we have about 4 minutes until the end. Dave, is there anything we didn't cover that you would like us to cover?
Well, you know, I think we need to maybe mention Courtney Meyer. I mentioned her earlier.
Mm-hmm.
She inspired me to get going with this program on Valentine's Day 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. I went to train her office for dental sleep medicine, and she called me on the phone later, and she said, Dave, why don't we do this and go around the country and train dentists?
Right.
And that started this whole thing in my life moving forward, was the relationship that I had with her going to these different offices around the country. And these dentists today are saving lives. And Courtney is now a big part of Complete Sleep. And she's the rep out of Denver. Uh-huh. And she'll be traveling the country training more dentists. I'll be popping in and helping her along the way.
Absolutely. That's great. In my other show, we talk a lot about professional networking. I actually did reach out to the Arizona Dental Association and asked if I could make an introduction. So I'll do that for you. They're excited to hear from you. So.
Excellent.
All right. That sounds good.
What's the name of your other show, sir?
Social Universe is the other show.
Okay.
And
gee whiz, Batman, you're all over the place. How many guys in the room, dude?
DK.
All right. Turn the lights back on.
There you go. Well, we've really had a good time having you guys on the show. It's been an excellent experience, and we'd love you have any time you have other things to talk about. Give us a call. We'd love to have you come on, especially if they're health-related. But if they're social-related, we'll throw you on the other show.
All right.
We'll still have a good time.
We can
time.
Do that, too.
All right. That
Absolutely.
Sounds good.
And again, the website is
proplayersleep.com. Proplayersleep.com, or you can call 602-622-6669, 602-622-6669. Don't wait. Change your life now, and this could be the best Christmas present that your wife could give you or you could give your wife. So make sure that you tune in to our YouTube show. If you miss any of this, you can listen to us in archive, or you can actually go to YouTube channel, type in Ageless Living. You're going to get tons of videos, but none of them are going to be as exciting as this show. Yes,
I just want to say also, Derek's been part of this. We do have Champions for the Homeless every Thanksgiving, Christmas, and Easter, and we get about 20 NFL players. The guys come in. Nobody's paid. They're paid just by loving up on 1,000 people that have been homeless now for, you know, anywhere from a month to, you know, 20 years. And it's been a blessing for me. And just the guys, I all say that their kids get so much out of it that they're the ones to say, Dad, I want to come back, because they get to look at homeless people as real human beings, and they get to feel like the notion of gratitude is real on Thanksgiving.
You don't take life for granted, man. You these people, they've had jobs and careers and lives, and now they've fallen on hardships, and now they're homeless, and your kids get to see that, hey, you know, you can it could be you, you know. So
absolutely.
And Kurt, speaking of wellness, sorry to interrupt, Derek. Speaking of wellness, the pattern is, first of all, the people that have, you know, mental issues is much less than people think, significant, and usually it's two things happen: loss of job. Uh-huh. And then had a severe medical emergency they couldn't afford. The two together put them in a cycle they couldn't get out of. And so that's where really this is also about health, you know. So whether it's Obamacare, whatever it is, you know, having compassion for people where these things are real life things they really couldn't predict. That's what we're about, is I think, you know, when you give honor to people that during a tough time in their lives, it comes back full circle.
Absolutely. Is there a website they might be able to go to sign up, volunteer, things of that
nature? Well, St. Vincent de Paul's, call and ask for Jerry Castro at St. Vincent de Paul's at 10th Avenue, 1075 Jackson. In downtown Phoenix, just a few minutes from the US Air Arena. Uh-huh. And, you know, they need that every day. We focus on Christmas, Easter, and Thanksgiving.
Perfect.
Thank you.
All right, wonderful. And again, we want to thank Derek Kennard, who is a Cardinals lineman and a Super Bowl champion with the Cowboys, even though we will forgive him for that and not giving it to the Cardinals. Almost did, though. And then Nick Lowry, who is a 7-time All-Pro Hall of Fame nominee and also played with the Kansas City Chiefs. And then David Gergen, who, you know, as long as we're giving a football lineup, he actually took state championship with his high school team, which is great. And but all in all, these are all fun and wonderful things, but the way they improve people's lives through the sleep apnea program with Pro Player Health Alliance, I just can't say enough about them. Go change your life. And thanks again, Dave, for bringing yourself
Thank
and your
you.
Team here today.
Thank you.
You bet. And again, thanks to all of our listeners. We couldn't do it without you either. This is Kurt Wilhelm, the host of Ageless Living here on World Talk Radio and Voice America. We'll see you all next time.
We hope you've enjoyed our program today. Please join Dr. Tong Li and her co-host, Kurt Wilhelm, for another edition of Ageless Living next Tuesday at 6 p.m. Eastern Time, 3 p.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. It's better living, better health, for a super life.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Voice America Health and Wellness Channel. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericahealth.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.